You're listening to Artbeat on RTR FM 92.1. I'm Beck Bowman, and I'm now speaking to Megan Adams. She is the stager for the Co3 work, or the Co3 production of Gloria. She is one of the employees of the Douglas Wright Estate, and she came to Perth specifically to assist with the staging of this production. Megan, welcome.
Hello, kia ora.
Tell us about Douglas Wright. Who was Douglas, and what was his importance in the contemporary art or the contemporary dance scene in the 90s?
Well, Douglas Wright was one of our most, our finest choreographers in New Zealand. He was truly a visionary artist, not only in dance, but also in his writing and his visual art. But in particular, in this time in 1990, he had been working in New York and London and came home to New Zealand to make this piece. And this dance, Gloria, was a piece that really, really moved people. And mainly, one thing that happened is when people saw this dance, they wanted to become dancers themselves. And it is so uplifting and joyous. And many of my colleagues, and myself even, I saw it as a child and saw it and thought, this is the most amazing dance. But many people were moved to dance and have become professional dancers from seeing this beautiful work.
So they kind of cite it as their inspiration for getting into dance.
Yes, yes. And when we've toured with other works, people would say, I remember Gloria. I remember seeing that, and what an incredible work. And it's a very joyful and uplifting work. But it also has the other qualities that were in Douglas's work, like there's moments of darkness and sadness and tenderness and humour. But it is a very, uplifting and joyful work.
Joyful is definitely a word that I would use to describe it, especially in the opening scenes. There's a lot of, I guess, leaping, jumping. It's a very physical work. Obviously, it's a dance work, but it's very surprising in the ways that people move with and around each other. When Douglas, or when you were restaging this for Perth, how did you go about communicating to dancers how you wanted them to move? How does that translation happen?
Well, what's really interesting about this is that what we've used to help the dancers in this restaging is actually the voices of the other dancers that have danced this work. So we called in all the many, many dancers that have been in the versions over the years and got them to speak about what it was like when Douglas was making it, how they did certain movements. And we had past dancers come and actually rehearse with the dancers, all via Zoom, to share their knowledge. And it was it's a passing on of this dance from generation to generation. And we're extremely lucky to have an original cast member, Anne Dewey, who was here to assist with the staging as well. And also Raywin Hill, the director of Co3, was in Gloria, and we have Sean McDonald. So it's from watching and talking to the dancers, and that's how we translate the information.
I love that. I find it so unique among art forms that this is how that knowledge is transferred. I guess when you think about, you're restaging a play, you go by the script and what is written down, and this seems to be a very kind of emotionally connected way of transferring knowledge.
Yes, so that's how we sort of translated the quality of the movement, but I worked for weeks beforehand notating the entire dance down and looking at various versions that we had on VHS, so we have to transfer that to digital. And then I watched it all and worked out which version we should present, and I talked to different dancers and said, how come this was different in this performance? What happened here? And so then I made a whole score of the dance which I actually taught to them over Zoom for the first week. So I was in New Zealand for the first week and translated it via Zoom and my score so that they had a version of it. Then I arrived, refined it, and then Anne, who was one of the original members, arrived and then worked again from what we had done. So it was from a notated score that I had made, the movement.
If you just tuned in, we're talking to Megan Adams. She is a New Zealand dancer, artist, notator of choreography who has worked with Co3 to present their work, Gloria. It's Douglas Wright's choreography set to Vivaldi's Gloria, and on stage, or I guess a very integral part of the production, is the orchestra, is the chorus or the choir. How did you go about working with the musicians and the vocalists to kind of integrate those two aspects?
Well, firstly, we're absolutely thrilled to have live orchestra and choir performing with the work because it's never been done before. And Douglas was a real fan of live music, but often we didn't have enough funding in New Zealand to really have it, especially at that time, to perform it with live music. So it's a wonderful thing to have this orchestra and choir. The challenge in this project was that the dancers had been rehearsing to a recording of Vivaldi, recorded in 1980, and then we had to recreate that with the orchestra. So finding the intonation and the nuances in that movement and the changes of tempi were very different to how you would play it now, because it's quite, from what I understand, it's quite the recording is how it would have been played in the 80s, but now with their knowledge of Baroque music, it would have been played slightly differently. So I think at times it was frustrating to find that, the tempo, but we have now, and it's been an incredible collaboration with the orchestra and choir, and I've thoroughly loved it. I've learned a lot from them, and I'm hoping they're enjoying learning from the dancers and watching the dancers.
Oh, it really just made the like having that live music there and having the choruses there just brought an extra element to the production. It was so beautiful.
Yeah, well, there's three more shows to go. It'd be wonderful if people came down to the State Theatre and saw it Friday night and Saturday, 7:30, and Sunday at 4 p.m.
It is sublime. What I really enjoyed was actually the moments when the music was silent, when there was silence and you could hear all the creaks in the dancers' bones and all the heavy breathing that was happening on stage. How did you decide, like, was that part of the original production, those moments of silence?
Very much so. Everything, my job is to keep the integrity of the original work. So everything is as much as it was in the original. I can't sort of decide to change anything. I keep it like that. But I think what's really interesting is his use of the silence and the way he sets the movement with the music. It's not in a way that you expect. So sometimes the dancers will go to move on a very strong sound, or a trumpet or a voice, and I'm saying, just hang back. Or go sooner. He often preempts or just has it after that sound. So there's a very particular musicality, and that's what we work to.
He also had a very particular vision when it came to costuming, and this caused some controversy in the 90s. Can you talk a bit to that?
Well, I think it's the nudity that caused the controversy.
The lack of the costume rather than the costume.
Yeah. So these costumes were actually bright yellow originally. They were a yellow t-shirting. And when he was telling me about restaging his works in the future, he said, you can never use those yellow costumes. They must be a gold version. So we've made these golder costumes based on the original costuming. But it was the nudity that caused a huge amount of attention. And in the studio at the moment, I have printed out the articles from the newspapers that said outrageous nudity, disgusting. And there's a great clip of him on television saying, I don't understand what the problem is. This is the human body. And he was bewildered by that response, I guess.
It's definitely a production that I'm so glad that Co3 has brought to Perth and has given us a chance to see. It's a beautiful work, and I'm so glad that the Douglas Wright Estate has worked so closely with Co3 to produce it as well. Megan, thank you so much for making the time to chat to us about this work. I know that you've zoomed back to New Zealand. That
I'm
must have been...
Here. I'm still here. I'm still here in Perth.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, I'm still here right to the last minute to make sure it's,
See the season out, which does finish this weekend. So you only have this weekend to go and see Gloria. It's on at the State Theatre Centre. It is a beautiful work. Megan, thank you so much. Enjoy your time in Perth.
Thank you.
That was Megan, who has been working with Co3. It's our contemporary dance company here in Boolu. She is from the Douglas Wright Estate and has been ensuring the integrity of Gloria as they produce this work for the first time in 30 years.